I love it when they poke it in and then they don't actually take it all the way out. They just root around while they're in there. And I'm like, ah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 65 of the BFO for Thursday, May the 1st, 2008, and that means it's Labor Day in Mexico. Now, how can it be Labor Day in Mexico when all of the Mexicans are coming to the... I don't. Oh, Lord, y'all, that sounded like something my mother would say.
Do y'all have a lot of Mexicans over there in Charleston? I tell you, they've just taken over Atlanta. You just can't... They're just everywhere.
My poor mother. But we won't go there. Y'all, this week has been a very serious week for Big Fatty, and... I even got a comment over on the www, which, as you know, you do not have to use, from Larry Klein, and his comment, the first show he's listened to was the one where I was reading the kindergarten stuff, and his comment is, "Oh." Okay, great. So, anyway, why don't you try to use that term today? "Oh. Oh. Oh." Or Woober. You can use your Woober also. Now, y'all, it's May the 1st. We have entered a new month. Now, there was an old saying, and I don't know who said it, probably somebody old, that you're supposed to say rabbit, rabbit. That's supposed to be the first thing out of your mouth on the first day of a new month. And if you say rabbit, rabbit before you say anything else, then you have good luck for that month. I wonder if that's true. I'm going to go over to the Urban Dictionary, U-R-B-A-N, Urban Dictionary. Look at that. It just suggested it. All right, I'm going to type in rabbit, rabbit, and see if it says anything. Y'all, this is going to become something that y'all are going to learn to hate. Rabbit fuck came up. Swear to God, the first thing that came up was rabbit fuck. Rabbit, rabbit shoulder, bunny, wabbit, lick, rabbit, rabbit screw, rabbit deek syndrome, rabbit hole, rabbit punch, rabbit ears, bunny tail. Let's just see what rabbit fuck is. So rabbit, rabbit wasn't in there, but we'll look at rabbit fuck anyway. In fact, that's going to be the name of today's show, rabbit fuck. Rabbit fuck, during intercourse to hump as fast as you can, like it's a race to bust a nut, as if you don't care about the other person. You are just here for you. Guy one. Ha, ha, ha. You had sex with Jessica? Ew. Shut up, dude. Rabbit fuck. Oh, I don't get that. Okay. Well, we just know that Jessica likes to fuck like a rabbit. That's all I've learned on that. Okay. Well, I'll try not to go to the Urban Dictionary quite as often, but you know what? What I do need to do is I need to go play a couple of voice letters.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Hi.
How you doing there?
Yellow.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo. Hello.
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 Hello. Hey, Big Fatty. This is Tom, a.k.a. the Ramble Redhead. Just wanted to give you a quick call to let you know I listened to your latest episodes, and I thought they were great. And I really was touched about the book about being nicer to people. And so I decided I'd be nice to people from now on. I'm not going to be mean anymore because you told me to. And I just want to say thank you for that valuable life lesson that we all should pay attention to because, you know, you're our hero. And I was really upset to find out that I could have been a contender for the I Love Big Fatty t-shirt, and I guess I'll have to try for the 200th one. So I'll have to really keep track now. But I wanted to tell you that. And also because of your wonderful podcast that you mentioned about how dark chocolate M&Ms are so great. So when I was on my calls today, I stopped by this grocery store to get a bottle of water, and I saw they had the dark chocolate M&Ms in the aisle. So I grabbed a small package of them, and I'll have to say I tried them, and they were very good. So another wonderful advice from the Big Fatty. So anyway, I hope you're doing well, and I really do enjoy your show. You do a great job, and you're very funny, and I love you. I love your program. So I won't say you're fat today, because, you know, even though you are, but I won't say it.
Oh, Lord, Tom, thank you so much for that call. Now, y'all, we played David the Blue Jeans guy's calls yesterday. You see why he and Tom get along so well together? They can natter. I think they should do a podcast together and just call it the Nattercast. And they just natter on and on and on, and just, you know, kind of like what Big Fatty does on here. Now, I want to say one thing about the big prize that went to Tim from Terminally Single for being the 100th voice letter to the BFO. Now, y'all, that don't mean that the 200th voice letter is going to get one. Big Fatty may have decided on a different number, or maybe he's looking for someone to use a certain word in an e-letter, or the, you know, someone, I may wake up one morning and say, okay, the person that post the sixth comment today is going to win a prize or something like that. So you just never know when there might be a chance for the whoop, whoop, whoop and the clang, clang, clang to go off again. So anyway, but y'all, I finally got in touch with, or Tim finally got in touch with me. Y'all, evidently the thing between his legs is not the only thing big on that boy, because he needed a 2XL shirt. Y'all, that cost extra for the 2XL, you know, and I didn't have a coupon for that. So, Tim, you're going to get the shirt, but Big Fatty better get a look at the baby's arm. That's all I'm going to say. All I'm going to say. All right, next phone call is from Down Under. Yeah, speaking of Tim and Down Under.
Now, I've heard some pretty feral / gross things on Big Fatty Online before, but let me just say that hearing about Big Fatty's undies being sent out for free, I really had some vomit in the back of my throat. And I'm at work today, so I've just had to come outside the building now to leave this message and to throw up. Bye.
Oh, Lord. Well, Scotty, I'm guessing that things are coming up down under. Well, how about that? You know, Big Fatty can have that effect on people without any problem. All right. Now, y'all, that is the last voice letter that I have in the bag phone. So if you'd like to call sometime and tell me how you're spending your May Day, are you running around a maypole? Do you have little ribbons or things like that? Or perhaps you're celebrating Labor Day in Mexico. I don't know. Or perhaps you're getting ready for tomorrow, which is the Holocaust Remembrance Day. How do you... I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? Anyway, but y'all, I'm just going to go ahead and prepare you. Those of you who may listen to a certain podcast, and it will go unnamed at this time, but if you listen to a certain podcast, the host of this certain podcast likes to make people think that it is his birthday in the month of May, and he, or she, I should say, he or she will milk that thing, because, y'all, really, this person, he or she, their birthday is really in October, but, you know, they try to milk it twice a year. October and May. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what they do. Yeah. Y'all, I want to talk a little bit. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You know, this has been one of those weeks when Big Fatty has been saying, okay, we all need to be a little nicer and blah, blah, blah. And sure enough, just to push my buttons, guess who has come back into Big Fatty's life? Yes, that's right. Cunty McCuntcunt and Cunty McCuntcunt's attorneys have left another message for Big Fatty.
Hello, this message is for Mr. Big Fatty. God, girl, don't you ever answer your phone. So anyway, this is Tony Scleretti from Dewey, Cheatham & Howe, and I have Mr. Solomon Schlemmer Kinman on the other line. I'm conference calling with you. He is presently on a cruise ship, but he felt it's necessary to speak with you regarding the lawsuit, which you haven't responded to whatsoever, brought against you, I should say, by Miss Connie McComley. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to patch Mr. Schlemmer Kinman through to you, and then he'll leave his message because you're not picking up your phone. Big Fatty, listen, I want to tell you something before I connect him. I started listening to your show, and I just love it. Oh, my God, I love it so much. So anyway, I'm a fan, but don't tell Saul. Oh, my God. God, don't tell Solomon Schlemmer Kinman that I'm a fan of Big Fatty Show, or I will be ruined. It'll be a train wreck. It'll be all those things that you say that I love so much. Anyway, okay, I'm going to patch you through just a second.
Hello?
Mr. Schlemmer Kinman?
Hello?
Mr. Schlemmer Kinman?
Yes, Tony, is that you?
Just go ahead. Hello? Go ahead, speak. This is the recording.
You're a recording?
No, not me.
What?
No, not me. This is for you to record for Mr. Big Fatty, whose machine
that
is on.
That bastard is nailing me.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going. Listen,
go ahead.
Listen, hang up. Hang up, Tony.
This is going to be ruined.
So listen, you fat bastard. Let me tell you something. I am angry. I am on my vacation. I'm on a cruise ship with a lot. I don't know why there's so many men and no women on this Atlantis cruising thing, but it's all boys in Speedos, and my wife and I... we like to mix and mingle, but, you know, my wife's got lots of friends. I don't got none on this ship. It's crazy. But anyway, listen on me. I'm so angry. Oh, I'm angry with you. Because I send all that information about the lawsuit. What do I get returned? Nothing. You don't send me nothing, honey. I don't want that. I don't like that part of the... I don't like that. I want you to get me the lean. It's got to be lean, Pistrani. I don't want the fat. And I don't need from the cholesterol, okay? All right, get it from that. I don't want that other fatty stuff. Anyway, listen, speaking of fatty, I'm so angry. So when I get back from on my vacation, I'm going to call you. And you better answer the phone, Mr. Man. You better answer that phone. Because I got things to talk to you about. You've made Connie so upset. But I don't care from the upset. We're going to get money from you, you bastard. We're going to get money, money, money. You don't answer my calls. You don't write back when I write you the forms to fill out. Oh, baby, you're in trouble. I don't want that fat food. I don't like mac and cheese. Listen. Oh, there goes it. That boy is naked. That boy is totally naked. Look on that.
Excuse me. Gosh, I must have had some... You know, it's Labor Day in Mexico. Maybe I had some Mexican for lunch. I don't know. Y'all, I'm going to tell you what. The more and more I hear from these attorneys out there, and I'm guessing they are... I'm not even sure I know where they're located. First of all, I have received nothing from them. You would think that a fucking attorney's office would send stuff to you, you know, return receipt requested or send it by a courier. You know, it's Labor Day in Mexico. I'm sure that there's a Mexican that could deliver it to me or something like that. But no. And, y'all, the thing that makes me the maddest about this phone call is, you know, very nice that Tony is listening to the show now. Tony, thank you so much. I appreciate it. But the thing that makes me the maddest, I didn't know there was an Atlantis cruise going on right now. I am livid that I was not made aware that there is an Atlantis cruise going on right now. And, you know, Big Fatty, he loves an Atlantis cruise. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. But you know what else I'm going to say? I'm going to say it's time for short-term memory lane music. All right, y'all. Well, I hope you're enjoying short-term Memory Lane Music Week this week. We're back to regular Memory Lane Music next week, but I want to let you know that today, well, first of all, yesterday's Memory Lane Music had a couple of comments about that. You know, I said I was going to get you to mail in your gay card if you didn't know the theme from Will and Grace. I've got a couple of gay cards coming back to me in the mail several people did not know what that was. And I also made the observation to a certain podcaster who is milking the birthday month thing again, who's I will not mention. I said to him or her that Will and Grace was really the modern day Newhart show. And I think he probably touched himself inappropriately. Now, today's short-term memory lane music is, let's see, what clue am I going to give you? Oh, I know what I'll give you. It is a spinoff from another show, which would also fall into short-term memory lane music. So they're both fairly new. But here's the spinoff. Recognize that music? It's kind of hard driving music. Well, that is the theme from Melrose Place, which was a primetime soap opera that ran between 1992 and 1999, and it was created by Darren Star for Fox, and it was produced by Aaron Spelling. And I'm not going to tell you what it was a spinoff of, but you probably know what it is. And anyway, it was set in a small apartment courtyard complex in the West Hollywood district of Los Angeles. And y'all, you know, the thing is, it was set in West Hollywood, but there was only one gay character that lived there. Y'all, that ain't reality. Anyway, a lot of the stars that were on that went on to be in other things, and some of them were Michael, who was played by Thomas Calabro. Jane Mancini was played by Josie Bassett. Allison was played by, Allison was played by Courtney Thorne Smith. Billy was played by Andrew Shue. Gosh, he was delicious. Matt Fielding. He was played by who, do you know? Doug Savant. And you know what he's on now. That's right, The Desperate Housewives. But, there were other folks that were in and out of there from time to time, to include bad boy biker Jake, played by Grant Show. And y'all, I used to be on this thing when we would write dirty stories about what the people from Melrose Place would do. And I wrote a little story about Matt Fielding taking Jake on the motorcycle up to a bar in the Hollywood Hills. And it was called the Mule's Tool, T-O-O-L. And I'll just let you guess what had to happen or what the qualifications were for getting into the Mule's Tool. You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.